What other rooms were there in the
house? Well, that was then the dining room.
And what else?
Then we had, of course, the kitchen. Then we had one, the front bedroom, three. We had four bedrooms. There were three, four family bedrooms. One of the four family bedrooms. Then there was a maid's bedroom.
What did you call that?
The maid's room. A maid's bedroom. And there were two bathrooms, a large family bathroom. And then near the maid's room, there was a small bathroom. And back of the kitchen, the back stairway, there was a little kind of a lean-to built down there. We used to call it the outside pantry.
Uh-huh. Oh, the outside pantry?
Yeah, that's some would call it lean-to, but it was built onto the rear of the right from the kitchen door. You'd step onto that outside pantry, and then there was a stairway leading from there down to the sidewalk, down to the street.
And this was on
18th and Halsted.
18th and Halsted. Now, these bedrooms, did you have separate names? How did you distinguish between them?
Well, my parents had their bedroom. They had the front bedroom. Then there was the middle one. We had two beds in there. It was a large bedroom. There were two beds in there. Four of us boys slept in that one. There were two in each bed. Mm-hmm.
This was the front bedroom?
No, that was the middle, in the middle of the house.
What did you call it, the middle bedroom?
The middle bedroom, the boys' bedroom. And then there was another small one, the youngest one. He had a small bedroom. We called the baby's room. He was the fifth. He was the youngest of all the children. And then there were four sisters, and there were two bedrooms, I think there were two separate bedrooms. I don't think the four girls mm-hmm. had two beds in there. I think there were two separate bedrooms. Two girls in each one. Mm-hmm. There were five boys and four girls.
Yes, that's a big family.
And we had a large dining room. That building had been extended even before shortly after my father bought the property. The building ran all the way from Hall Street right all the way back to the alley. Mm-hmm. There was just a narrow stairway, and then there was a brick barn. There was a little passageway between the frame building, the two-story building we were in, and a one-story brick barn with a hayloft, a loft.
What did you keep in this outside pantry?
Well, used to keep a wash tub, and the wash boiler. The clothes used to be, used to wash mm-hmm. in the washing
yeah.
bottle, probably
copper,
copper or zinc wash bottle, and scrubbing pail, and brooms, brush, and snow shovel. Shovels would be in the hayloft in the barn, but the household broom and wouldn't have any shovel. But the coal bucket, the mine's in there.
Okay.
And then also there were shelves in there which was very important. Preserves, homemade preserves. I can just picture that now. My mother, putting up pickles, and they also have large crocks down there, 10-gallon crocks.
What else did she preserve besides pickles?
Huh?
What else did she preserve besides pickles?
Well,
fruits, as many as you can think of.
Fruits, preserved peaches and cherries, and grape juice, and ketchup, homemade ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
And piccalilli.
Do you remember the kinds of peaches she used?
Well, I used to buy freestone peaches. We always knew of two kinds of clingstone. The freestone, you just break them open, and the peachstone just almost dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
But the clingstone, all you had to just chew it off the stone.
And how about the